to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Junior Bobby.
What's happening? Out of hibernation, finally.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
And so, I just wanted to just take a moment and apologize, for this delay and dropping an episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big delay.
You know, we just had so much going on with the holidays, with my job. And it just, it's a lot, especially when, you know, I have to write and edit every episode myself, and it's a lot of work, but I do like it, and I want to continue doing it, and so now, you know, we're going to start again and continue where we left off.
We apologize, guys.
Yeah, so we apologize for the delay. But we're here now.
Yep.
Yeah, and then like when we were talking on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. when you guys were telling me that, because I'm like, I didn't know that you guys could see where people are listening from. So like to hear that you guys like from Germany and Sweden. So like it has been a while.
It has been a while.
So I'm like, man, dude, I'm like, obviously like there's more people that listen to it, you know, mm-hmm. and like, if they're tuning in, you know, so I'm like, they're probably like, man, what the fuck? What's going on? You know? Or obviously in their native language or whatever. But, you know, shout out to them too, because, like, that's cool. That's awesome. That, like, my cool. voice is being heard in Germany right now.
Yes.
So
yes.
For the next episode, I'm going to learn some German?
German words.
German? Yeah. And then Sweden, if their language is different. I'm not stupid, but, you know, I don't know what their language, if it's what language, you know? Swedish. But I'm going to do my homework.
Okay, you can do your homework.
And we're gonna have to do the intro in their
that would be a good idea. That would be a good idea, mm-hmm. actually. So yes, thank you to our listeners and our followers. We appreciate you listening to us, and I hope you continue listening to us and you didn't get, you know, turned off by this delay. This delay, it just, yeah, like I said, life was just too much, especially with the holidays, but we're back.
Especially, you know, like you have an email, so I mean it'd be cool if they reached out like, hey, I'm from Tokyo, I'm from, you know, German or wherever in Germany, or you know, like that's just cool, so that way we could start talking about, you know, where people you're seeing, you know, where on the map.
So if we get any emails, if you want us to give you a shout out, we will.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
All right.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 20, called The One with the Evil Orthodontist. It aired on April 6, 1995.
The synopsis. Rachel reunites with her duplicitous ex-fiancé. Chandler agonizes about a woman who doesn't call him after the first date.
That's weird. If I go out on a date, you know, with like Liz in the beginning... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wait for her to call me. What is she be waiting for me to call her? And yeah, 2024, 2025, it's different now, you know, like strong-willed women now. Not saying that there wasn't in the past, but, you know, but like when you think about it, like the guy opens the door for you. Like, you know, it's just a thing that people should do. But as dating-wise, wouldn't the guy be waiting?
The girl be waiting for him to call.
Because even the girls say, like, you know, like, they wait for the guys to call them back. And they never do. So, why is he waiting for the girl? And what's wrong with him calling? Obviously, like, he goes into it.
I just think he didn't want to seem too eager.
Well, that's what he said at the beginning. But so let's start. Let's talk about it when we get there. In the pre-intro scene, we are at Rachel and Monica's apartment. All the friends are there. They are having a debate about who they would rather be, Mr. Peanut or Mr. Salty. Chandler much rather be Mr. Peanut, and Joey says Mr. Salty is a sailor and he's got to be the toughest snack there is. Ross adds that you don't want to mess with the corn nuts. They are crazy.
But I don't get that because there's no character on corn nuts.
Corn nuts. Nuts.
But just the nuts.
Oh, they're crazy. Dumbass.
That's what I mean.
But I do fuck with corn nuts. I love corn nuts. They're
actually, sure. Yeah, I haven't started eating them until you introduced them to
me. Yeah, so like, out of all of them, so I'm assuming it's what? Peanuts? And what's Mr. Salty?
Mr. Salty is, they're pretzels.
Oh, it's that little pretzel guy.
I don't, I'd rather have the peanuts.
I don't even think they have, do they have those anymore? I don't think so.
Monica looks out the window and notices someone with a telescope. She tells everyone to go, to come to the window because they got to see this. There's some creep with a telescope. Ross says he can't believe it, and Rachel thinks that is so sick. Chandler says he feels violated, and not in a good way. Phoebe says, how can people do that? They all walk away except for Phoebe. She then says, oh, you guys, look, ugly naked guy got gravity boots. So they all run back and look out the window.
So they don't like to get spied on.
Right.
But that, and so this is the second time, right, that they bring up naked ugly guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Second or third.
I don't know how many times.
So like, because I remember, I think I was on, I think I did that episode where he came on, and I think I remember saying like this character comes, because we were talking about the mom, about Mrs. Geller. So I'm like, this is one like one person that you don't know about that does come on. Mm-hmm. So this, I think this is the second time that he comes on. But yeah, they do the same thing
several times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they caught somebody spying on them, right? Like being nosy. And then, but when it comes down to the fat, ugly, naked guy, they're like, you know, posted on there, and, like just straight looking at him.
Yeah. All they need is a telescope, and they'll be just as bad as that person with the telescope.
In the first scene, we are now at Central Perk. Everyone is there except for Rachel. Chandler is telling them about his date. He tells them that years from now, school children will study it as the greatest first date of all time.
Like they're gonna give a fuck.
He tells them that the date was unbelievable. They were totally themselves and they didn't have to play any games. Monica asks if he has called her yet. He replies, let her know I like her. Are you insane? He says, it's the next day. How needy do I want to seem? So that's why he's not calling her, because he doesn't want to seem needy.
Right.
But I mean,
but if you like somebody, wouldn't you want to?
But like, is that even just like, you know, casual, like, hey, you know, I thought if you wanted, or even before the night ended, you would have asked like, hey, like, should we go out again? Or would you want to go out again? You know, like, at least get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Right. But again, Chandler is not good with, you know, dating, and he's terrible with girls. So, I mean, it's normal for him, but it's just like, there's nothing wrong. You could have called like, hey, you know, I'm just wanting to see how you're doing. And I'm not doing anything on Friday. Do you want to go? You know, like, you know, so it make it seem like downplay it. But like, you know, I fucking like you so much that we got to go out.
I think also it is like the timeline, like the year. I think back then, like the guys wanted to like be more like
nonchalant.
Yeah, I don't want to. Like, think I'm needy, so I'm just not gonna call her.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have her wait. Whereas now it's like, oh shit, let me call her when I go home.
I don't know.
I haven't dated in like 25 years.
All right. Well, then he then asked the guys, "I'm right, right?" Both Joey and Ross say, "Oh yeah, let her dangle." Monica is disgusted by their comments and says she can't believe her parents are actually pressuring her to find someone
like them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Phoebe encourages him to call her and hands him the phone. She tells him, call her. Stop being so testosterone-y. He replies, that which, by the way, is the real San Francisco treat.
So I wonder, are they just eating a shit ton of testosterone out there?
It's supposed to be like a joke, like about Rice-A-Roni. It's the San Francisco treat.
And well, I took it like, don't they say that San Francisco, there's a lot of kind of like boys town here?
I don't know, but shout out San Francisco.
I think, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like that had something to do with that. That's why Because, you know, you're talking about testosterone, and then you're then he says that.
So I don't know. That's I thought. I thought it because it rhymed with like.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. Oh. But not only that wasn't the only reason.
Okay.
He calls her and he hangs up. He got her machine. Joey questions her answer machine. Chandler sarcastically replies, "No. Interestingly enough, her leaf blower picked up."
So, dude, I fucking died. I legit was laughing at that because it's like. I heard it like from like if it was like me, you or Danny talking to each other. Oh yeah. Like no shit. Yeah. Like, you know, like it's just and it's so like and it's not bogus. Like, you know, like if I say like if it was one of us, right, and you said that to me, I'm been like no shit, dude.
Yeah. You know? I'm usually like the Joey that asks questions like no shit. Like,
what the fuck is up with this guy? But like see if I would have said like no shit, you know, like that would kinda seem like a little bit like kind of rude. Mm. But like the way that he said like no, you know, like his leaf
blower,
like dude, that's just so like fucking like god damn dude, I was dying for a lot while.
Monica notices Rachel and Barry outside Central Park and tells everyone not to look all at once. Ross is trying not to look but wants to know what's going on. Phoebe tells him that they are just talking. Ross asks if he looks upset or does he look like he was just told to shove anything. Phoebe tells him no, he's smiling and then she starts yelling, "Oh my god, don't do that." Ross is worried and wants to know what. He says, what? Phoebe responds that the man across the street just kicked the pigeon. Rachel walks in and he tries to like make it seem like they're not talking about her. Mm-hmm. So Chandler says, and basically, that's how a bill becomes a law.
If you notice, if they're talking about somebody that is not there, mm-hmm. they always say, like, the most random, like, that nobody would be talking about. Because even when it was Phoebe, that they were talking about, I forgot who they're talking about. And then she's like, oh, Uma Thurman. Yeah, that's her. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, like, they always do that as soon as, like,
somebody walks in.
Rachel was still kind of far. She was still putting up her jacket. So, she, like, but it was just funny. And I noticed that also, I'm like, damn, I do that a lot to kind of, like, but it makes it more obvious because it's, like, we don't talk about shit like that here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you never hear them talking about how bills
are passed.
Yeah. But it's just funny because I'm, like, now I'm actually catching, like, stuff that I never, like, regularly, you're not like, oh shit, like, they always do that, you know, like.
Yeah, no, you don't.
But it's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so Rachel walks in. They ask her how did it go. She tells them that it was really great. He took her to lunch at the Russian Tea Room and had the chicken that when you poke it, butter squirts out. Mm. And then Phoebe says it's not a good day for the birds. Mm. Because she's vegetarian vegan or something.
And she cares about animals.
And so she cares about animals. So then earlier, the guy kicked the pigeon, and now she's talking about the chicken. So she's like, it's not a good day for the birds.
The chicken with the butter oozing out.
And then, so then the Russian Tea Room comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember last time we were talking about? We were
like wondering what it was.
We're like, was it a strip club? What is it?
Yeah, now it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Dirty minded people.
I know.
Yeah, we were totally off.
So it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Or maybe it was both.
But it's funny because they brought it up like...
Right after. Yeah, so it was probably like, they probably already had that either together or they're probably like, for the people that don't know, like us, you know, they're probably like, let's clarify in the
clarify
next episode.
Clarify what it is,
in the next episode.
Rachel continues and says they took a walk to Bendel's and he got her a little bottle of Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Ross wants to know if it was before or after she told him to stop calling. Stop sending flowers and to leave her alone. Rachel replies that she never got to tell him that. She says it was so nice to see him again and it was comfortable and familiar. It was just nice. Monica reminds her that isn't that the same Barry who left, that she left at the altar? And Joey says, duh, where have you been? That was funny. Rachel tells her that today it was different. They had fun. Is there anything wrong with that? Ross wants Chandler to intervene and say something, so he hits him on the arm. Mm-hmm. Chandler quickly says, yes. She wants to know why, and all he says is he has his reasons.
That's awesome.
So he
That's
couldn't funny. Even give her a reason.
His only reason would be Ross. Like, because of Ross. That's his only reason.
Yeah. Monica tells her, how about the fact that he's engaged to another woman who happens to be her ex-best friend? Rachel finally sees that it's wrong and tells them that she knows it's stupid, and she'll go see him at this afternoon and will put an end to it. There's a quick cut to show Barry and Rachel in his orthodontist office, and they just had sex on the chair.
See, that's grimy. Mm-hmm. That's grimy as fuck, because I just, like, Rachel just looks terrible. Like, I don't remember seeing it ever before. So when I saw this, I was just like, damn, dude. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you went out to see him, or you were with him for, you know, like, when you shouldn't, you know? But he is engaged to somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, things didn't work out with used to. You left him, or he left you, whatever. Who gives a fuck? But then, like, they just, like, you're just gonna go sleep with an engaged guy. Like, you're, that's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my favorite type of people.
Me neither.
Rachel is in shock. She says, I'm not crazy, right? I mean, it was never like that. Barry replies, no, it wasn't. And then we cut again to Monica and Rachel's apartment. They're all there except for Rachel. Chandler's on the phone reading from a piece of paper. And he says, oh, Danielle, I wasn't expecting the machine. Give me a call when you get a chance. He then rattles some dishes and hangs up. Monica asks, that's what he's been working on for the last 2 hours? Chandler replies that he was honing. He also tells them that he wants her to think he's at a restaurant and that he has a life and not just sitting around honing for the past few hours.
If you're eating, why would you call her?
Or, like, are you washing dishes that you're hearing? That, you know, like,
well, and then you're hearing, like, not only that, but, like, if you don't want her to think that you're needy or
just waiting around for her,
yeah, but you're gonna be at a restaurant eating, and then you're just gonna be like, let me go call this.
Yeah.
Like, that does make you seem a little...
Or, like, you're thinking too much about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Monica then notices that the guy across is watching them again with the telescope. P walks over to the window and says, go away, stop looking in here. Joey then tells them that they have to do something about that guy because this morning he caught him looking in their apartment. It creeps him out, and he... can't do stuff. Monica questions, what kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Joey tells her that he's not talking about sexy stuff, but when he cooks naked. Phoebe asks, you cook naked? He responds, yes, toast, oatmeal, nothing that splatters.
Like, I felt like that was me. Like, not that I make sandwiches naked, you know? But, like,
I don't know. I kind of was going to question,
like, that. Like, no, the easy stuff.
You're going to catch me in the,
like, just
kitchen.
Easy stuff. It's not like a steak, yeah, or something else. They look at Chandler and he asks, what are you looking at me for? I didn't know that. And so what I was going to say with this is this guy, whoever's looking in their window with their telescope, is in the girl's apartment. Joey and Chandler are on the other side. So how is it that same person is watching both of them?
But not only, I don't...
And, like, that doesn't make sense because they're in opposite windows, like or opposite apartments. Mm-hmm. Like, their windows are right here. Then you cross the street, cross the hallway to see their apartment. So how is it that this person could see both of their apartments?
But not only that, pay attention. The
and is girls, there even the, windows there?
There is. There's two windows, but they're on Chandler's side all the way over there. So you wouldn't really get to see anything.
Yeah.
You would, if anything, you would see their living room. Mm-hmm. If that.
Right.
I highly doubt it. And the girls, their windows are completely fucking different. It's wide open. And they have a, you know, so it's clear. And you could possibly see everything. But in the dude's apartment, you can't.
Yeah,
you would
not be able to see anything. And even if you could see something through their windows, it wouldn't be the same person that's watching the girls, yeah, because of the way their apartment is set up. I mean, the way it's facing, the windows are facing is not anywhere near where Joey and Chandler's apartment is.
It is so, facing a different, because so even it has a staircase in the hallway. So like theirs would be on either a different angle or it would be too far for the person to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so theirs at least.
That's why I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But yeah. Anyway. At Barry's office, Rachel and Barry are getting dressed. Rachel seems to be having some regrets about having sex with Barry. She tells him about what about Mindy? He tells her that he could just break off things with her. Rachel tells him no, not to do that for her. Barry suggests they go away for the weekend. They could go to Aruba. He tells her it was really nice when they went there for what it would have been their honeymoon. He tells her she would have liked it. She then realizes.
That's just, I don't know, because he went with Mindy on that.
Yeah.
One. Right.
And it's just like.
Yeah, so she realizes like.
Garbage. Well, I mean, but they both are. They're both shitty people.
Yeah, Barry seems like a little bit more cocky now.
Fuck that dude.
Well, yeah.
He looks like he was wearing lipstick.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say that.
At Rachel and Monica's apartment, Chandler walks in with his phone. Chandler asks if he could use their phone. Monica tells him that he can, but for future reference, that thing that he has in his hand can also be used as a phone. Chandler dials his own phone and it rings. He then wonders why she's not calling him back. Joey tells him that maybe she never got his messages. Phoebe tells him that he can call her machine, and if it beeps a lot, it means she hasn't listened to her messages. Chandler tells her, "You don't think that makes me seem a little..." Ross finishes his sentence and says, "Desperate, needy, pathetic." Chandler replies, "Ah, you obviously saw my personal ad." He calls and then he hangs up right away. Phoebe asks how many beeps and he tells her that she answered. Monica tells him that this is when he should use that word, hello, that they've talked about.
See, like, even at that point, like, dude, you already called her. She fucking answered. Because around this time, maybe you had caller ID. Maybe you didn't, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they do.
So, okay, so, but isn't there a way that you could call the number back? You can.
Star 67? Star 69.
But I thought that was...
Star 69.
So, is Star 67 private?
Yeah.
Okay, so, private. Okay, so, Star 69. So, she could have easily done that. To redial, and what if, like, since he doesn't have caller ID, he doesn't know who it is. So what if he answers and now she's gonna be like, "Well, I said hello, why'd you hang up?" I mean, you know, so like, you already had her on the phone, fuck it, you know, like, it just, I think you seem worse, you don't seem desperate, I think you seem more like crazier, like, well, if you, I just, you know, you just had the phone, why'd you hang up on me, you know? It's not like you had that big ass phone in your pocket and you accidentally dialed her.
He tells her that he's not going to call her back. He thinks that she's obviously got his message and is choosing not to call him back. Now he's needy and snobbed. He misses just being needy. Rachel enters. They want to know how he took the news. Chandler tells them pretty well. Monica notices that she has dental floss in her hair. She tells her that they ended up having sex on the chair, on his chair. Monica is surprised and in a higher voice says, "You had sex on his chair?" She realizes how loud she said that. Russ, he asks, "You had what?" Phoebe, of course, thinks that he didn't hear her.
There's no way that you're so that dumb. So
tells him, "Sex in his chair." Russ tells her, "What were you thinking?" And she replies that they still care about each other and there's history, and tries to compare their relationship with his and Carol's. Ross tells her that it's nothing like him and Carol, but Rachel doesn't believe it and tells him if Carol said to him that she wants him on this couch, what would he say? Ross struggles to come up with a response. And Chandler asks if it helps, he can slide over.
And again, I didn't remember this. Like, I don't remember this one. But even before he said that, I had the biggest feeling in me that, like, I'm like, Chandler's gonna say something about getting up or, like, moving away. I'm like, and I was expecting somebody to say it, whether it was Chandler or Ross. Like, so, all right, move. Let me see.
Well, I think maybe you, because you have seen these episodes, you just don't remember it. You probably kind of in your back of your mind.
Honestly, I don't like this episode. Seemed like it was like the first time you were ever watching it.
Oh.
But you are right though. Like, I have, you know, from start to finish. You know?
Ross responds that it's a different situation. It's apples and oranges. He says it's orthodontist and less B. And then
he gets a shit.
He doesn't finish his thought and tells them he has to go. He gets a bit angry with Phoebe when she asks, where's he going? He tells her, I just have to go. Do I need a reason? He continues saying he has things to do with his life and has a jam-packed schedule that he is late with keeping up. In other words, he has nothing to do.
So that makes him so fucking obvious that he's bothered that she's, you know, because like if it was, you know.
But the thing is, yes, it is obvious. It's obvious to us, obviously, because we know probably obvious to the friends. How is it not obvious to Rachel?
That's where I was trying to go, because it's like, damn, like he's getting really, really upset.
Mm-hmm. Ross leaves and the phone rings. Chandler dives to get the phone and answers the phone. The phone continues ringing and Rachel picks up their telephone and Chandler realizes it wasn't his phone that was ringing.
Oh, yeah.
When she says, hello, it's Mindy on the line and she wants to meet up with her because she wants to talk. Mm-mm. Rachel agrees to see her the next day at work. She's worried because she says she sounded weird and wants to call Barry, which she does, but Mindy answered the phone.
Okay, let's remember that. She was going to call Barry back, so I'm assuming at his office, right?
No, probably their apartment.
But she's like, no, I called you because I knew you'd be here.
Yeah, at the apartment, probably. They're fiancés. It's not like they live together. They probably don't live together. So she's calling Barry's house or apartment or wherever he lives. And Mindy answered because she's there.
But why would she say, I called you back because I knew you'd be there?
Because she had no choice but to lie. Like saying like, oh, I knew you were going to be here. Obviously, it's your fiancé. She's trying to call her back. Like she tried to play it off like she was calling her back for something.
But she dialed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She remembers his phone number like that?
Yeah, even, why not? It was her fiancé.
Okay, so even in the coffee house when Chandler calls the girl, he didn't bring out a piece of paper or anything. He already automatically knew her number.
Well, back in the day, you had to remember numbers. Yes.
I thought you carried a little...
Hell no. You remembered all the numbers that you had to... Yes.
I remember in elementary school, I had a piece of paper that I wrote everybody's phone numbers in case I ever needed a
call. It was all in our head. Actually, no. I still remember her old phone number.
When you guys first started, didn't you remember a number?
Yeah. Your old house number.
What is it?
It's... Well, nobody called it, but it's she's not even
saying it. I have it.
It's 312-808-1127.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. That number's older than me.
It really is.
That's crazy.
You had to remember numbers.
I just thought, but like new numbers though, like of a person you just met.
This guy has been calling her so much. I mean, that I'm sure he memorized a phone number.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Here's something out there too. What if Barry was at the office still? Because like, wasn't
they just had sex?
Well, no, not only that, but afterwards, wasn't
an emergency?
That kid came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I don't get. Cause she's like, I thought you'd be there. Like, that's why I called, because I thought you'd be there. She's like, I'm, like, specifically calling Barry. You know, obviously, like, they left it open, so, like, they didn't say specifically.
I mean, I don't know how Barry's long it office takes or... for Rachel to get home.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
to adjust his retainer or whatever, or braces.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you guys are saying, really. Just I got lost. At the office. Because
of the upcoming scene when she does see Mindy. Mindy says that when he came home, he smelled like Chanel. When he came home. Oh, right? I see. But when she called Barry, when she answers, she's like, I called back because I knew you'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, and then again, it's just like, damn, I'm like, because it was inconsistent with what Mindy says later, like when he came home, he smelled like Chanel. So like, but I thought she was with him at the office, you know?
But this is not the first day that they've seen each other. Because they went out before, and that's when he bought her the Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
They went out for a walk, stuff.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So that wasn't the first time that they went out. So it might have been that day, but it might have been the day before.
True.
Okay. Still at Rachel and Monica's apartment. That's the next morning. Chandler is in their kitchen, sitting down, staring at his phone. Monica enters and creeps behind him and makes a ringing sound. Chandler picks up the phone and then realizes that Monica made that noise. He tells her, hell is filled with people like her.
Damn. Just because he's crazy. What's with him?
Joey walks in and tells them that the peeper's back. At that time, Rachel walks out of her bedroom. Joey tells her to get down. She questions, get down? And Chandler says, and boogie.
Man, he's on a roll.
Rachel tells him thanks, but she has to go to work and get her eyes scratched out by Mindy. Monica tries to comfort her by telling her to relax because she may not even know. Rachel tells her that she has not heard from her in 7 months and now she calls. What else is it about? Then she tells them that she was her best friend and they went to camp together and she taught her how to kiss. Joey is intrigued. Rachel feels like now she's the other woman and feels so... Joey replies, naughty. She starts to leave while Joey's asking her questions about Mindy, but Rachel ignores him and slams the door in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Joey also walks out and leaves. What's with Joey?
Joey's just Joey.
Yeah.
Chandler tells Monica he has to use the bathroom and wants her to watch his phone. She tells him why doesn't he just take the phone with him? And he replies that they haven't been on a second date and she doesn't need to hear him pee. Monica suggests that he call her instead. He tells her he can't because he left a message and he has some pride. Monica questions him, do you? He says no, and then he calls her. She answers and he tells her that he doesn't know if she has tried calling him because he's an idiot and he accidentally shut off his phone. He listens to her and tells her that that's fine, that's great, and puts down the phone.
She's on the line, she's gonna call me back, she's on the line, call me back. The way that he's dancing in this scene is so fucking hilarious. But Anthony watches Blippi, right? This guy, and the way that he was dancing, this is 95, Blippi is 23 or whatever the fuck. But, like, the way that he was dancing and moving and shit, like, I just instantly thought of it. But, dude, another thing, like, and then that chant, like, oh, she's on the other line, she's gonna call me back. Like, dude, I was stuck in my head over and over and over again. So, like, the scene was far, like, you know, it was already done.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I just kept on saying the same stupid shit over and over again.
Monica asks, don't you have to go pee? He replies, that's why I'm dancing, and runs to the bathroom. At Central Perk, Rachel is working and Mindy enters. They greet each other and Mindy tells her that they should be sitting for this. Rachel looks worried. Mindy says, now I know things been weird lately, but you're my oldest friend in the world. Except for maybe Lori Schaefer, who I don't talk to anymore because she's all bitter now that she's lost all the weight and turns out she doesn't have a pretty face. Okay, I'm just gonna ask this once and I want a straight answer. Mindy asks if she would be her maid of honor. Rachel seems relieved and that's what she wanted to ask her and tells her yes excitedly. Mindy starts to cry. Mindy confesses that she thinks Barry is seeing someone else in the city. Rachel wants to know what makes her think that. Mandy tells her that ever since the announcement of their engagement, he's been acting really weird. And last night, he came home smelling like Chanel. Rachel tells her that if it makes her feel better, when she was engaged with him, he went through the whole weird thing too. Mindy tells her that that's what she's afraid of and confesses that when they were engaged, they had a little thing on the side.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up.
So that chick, Mindy, was Rachel's maid of honor. Mm-hmm. She was banging Barry.
Yes.
Now, Barry's engaged to Mindy. And Barry's banging Rachel. Yep. And now she wants her to be her maid. Damn,
that's crazy, and I can't believe Rachel would say yes.
I think
she was just relieved that it wasn't that she got caught. But still, like, I would be like, hell no, I'm not gonna be your maid.
I wouldn't even have answered. I wouldn't even, like, yeah, I'm not gonna. I have nothing to do with you.
By the way, do you guys recognize Mindy? Does anybody know who that is?
No.
It's Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. If you ever watch Dirty Dancing or
Ferris.
Baby.
Fuck out of here.
Ferris Bueller's Days Off.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Ferris's sister.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She looks way different. I didn't recognize her at first, too.
What? Daisy. Did she get her face done or something?
Honestly,
she's older.
Like,
what do you mean?
No, she just looks totally different.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, it's her. Look it up.
I'm going to go home and just look. No, that's not her.
That is her.
Really?
Yeah.
Jennifer Nobody Gray. Puts baby in the corner.
Yeah. Honestly, her face, like, really changed. I need to get
a glimpse tell that of these warlocks.
Even her voice sounds kind of familiar. But yeah.
Maybe I didn't pay attention as much as I thought I did.
Oh, yeah, I didn't pay attention either. Daisy told me.
Rachel tells her that they are both stupid, and she lets Mindy smell her arm so she could smell the perfume she has on. They both say, I'm sorry to each other, and give each other a hug. Joey walks in and watches them for a while with a grin. He is so gross.
Fucking dirty, though. Yeah.
At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Phoebe and Ross are doing crossword puzzles. Monica's making a sandwich, and Chandler is still looking at his phone. Joey walks in and tells Chandler if he knows that their phone is not working. He tells him that he tried calling from the coffee shop, and there was no answer. Chandler looks at the phone and realizes that he turned it off. Monica tells him, just like you told her you did. He gives her a look, and she tells him that she's just pointing out the irony. Joey tells them that he went across the street and spoke to the doorman, and he got the name of the peeper. He asks Chandler if he can use the phone and makes a noise like he's about to strangle him. He uses Monica's phone instead. Ross wants a word with a heating device. Phoebe tells him radiator. Ross tells her five letters, and she tells him rarer. Rarer.
And she even laughs when she does that. Mm. Like, when she says that, she, like, smirks. <It's> funny. She's so stupid.
Oh, she's so funny.
But I was trying to, after that, I was trying to think of it.
Me too.
And then I said heater, but I'm like, nah, wait, no, that's six.
Yeah.
Right?
I started stove. That's what I thought. A heating device?
Yeah.
Yeah, stove, right?
I was thinking, after that, I was like, heater. But I'm like, wait, no, that's one letter too long. So, and I was like, man, what the fuck is it? But I just gave up. I'm like, man,
you give up?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not Ross.
Joey calls a number and asks for Sydney. It's a woman. He tells her as he walks to the window, look, I live across the street, and I know all about you and your little telescope, and I don't appreciate it, okay? Yeah, I can see you right now. Hello, if I want to walk around my apartment in my underwear, I shouldn't have to feel like... And then he kind of pauses because she's the person saying something. Mm-hmm. He then says, thank you, but that's not really the point. The point is that mostly free weights, but occasionally...
So she's like complimenting the fuck out of him.
Monica interrupts, and Joey's still on the phone. The neighbor's telling him that Monica looked very pretty the other day in the green dress. Joey tells Monica that, and Monica replies, the green dress? Really? Joey tells her that the neighbor told her that she looked like Ingrid Bergman.
It's all like she's made movies in black and white and shit.
I did search her up too, but
I wanted to see like they look alike.
I didn't recognize.
I only wanted to do it to see if like they kind of look similar. I don't think so.
Oh.
Monica waves dismissively to Sydney and says, "No."
But see, like, if it's weird that she was still like, obviously she seems harmless. You know, she's complimenting them and all that. But like, if I got caught like just looking at through binoculars at your neighbors or like, you know, our neighbors, I would stop. Like, I'm not gonna just be stand like, you know, on the phone with you, like, you know, with your neighbor or my neighbor, like, oh, but it's because you look really good the other day in that green dress, you know, or like, dude, your body, like, what are you benching, you know, like,
yeah.
At Barry's office, Rachel opens the door and asks if he got a second. He says, sure, come on. Mindy walks in after her, and Barry is surprised. Rachel tells him that they are here to break up with him. Mindy says that he's a horrible human being, and bad things should happen to him. Barry apologizes and tells them that he was weak and couldn't help himself. Whatever he did it because he loved her so much. What? You're gonna, what?
I cheated on you because I love you.
Because I love you. Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
Mindy's stupid as fuck, too.
Yes, we'll get there.
I know.
Rachel wants to know which one of them is he talking to. Barry tells them, Mindy. It was always Mindy. Rachel asks, even when they were having sex in that chair. Barry tells Mindy that whatever he was doing, he was always thinking of her. That's so fucked. Gross.
Like, regardless of whatever, dude, like, that just seems like, damn, you had sex with another girl and like you thought of me and you still did it. Mm-hmm. You still fucking did it.
Yeah.
It would have been different if like, well, I wasn't thinking of you. Well, you know, like, it's just garbage, you know, like, but they're all stupid.
Rachel tells him that the second time he couldn't have picked her out of a lineup. Mindy asks, they did it twice. Rachel replies that the first time didn't count. It's Barry.
Damn, but see, she was like, when they cut the scene, right, after the coffee shop, and then she was like, oh, it was never like that. But now she's downplaying it. She's like, it's Barry. Because remember, even when like she walked out on him, she's like, that even when they made love, he had his socks on. Which I don't think there's anything bad with that. I don't know what the fuck the issue is at.
He's so stupid.
Anywho. But yeah, like, oh, it was so amazing. It was never like this. But now she's like, come on, it's Barry.
You're such a weirdo. Barry wants a second chance and wants to go back to Aruba. He gets a call on the intercom and he has an emergency. Someone's choking on a retainer. He tells Mindy, don't go anywhere. So he has an emergency. They call him because he has an emergency. Somebody's choking. And you're still going to, like, wait? When you have an emergency, you run.
Yeah.
If you're like, wait, hold on. Let me finish this text message real quick.
Let me finish telling someone my story. Who cares? A person's choking. I mean, come on. He finally leaves. Rachel tells Mindy that if she's hogging the ball too much, she just jump right in there and take a couple of punches because it feels great. Mindy tells her she's pretty sure she'll still marry him. Rachel tells her, what are you talking about? The guy is the devil. He's Satan in a smock. Mindy wants to be Mrs. Dr. Barry Raber, DDS. She hopes she can find some way to be happy for her and still be her maid of honor. Rachel tells her she hopes Barry doesn't kill her and eat her in Aruba.
Why the fuck would he eat her?
Trying to dispose of the body.
I have not like gotten a cannibal feeling off of him. Maybe a serial killer, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know about eating him.
At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Monica is asking Rachel if she's okay. Rachel tells her she is. And ever since she ran out on Barry at the wedding, she wondered whether she made the right choice, and now she does. They both hug, and Joey walks in and says, big day. In our closing credits, they are at Central Perk. Danielle walks in. Chandler introduces them to her. he asks her, what is she doing here? She replies that she has tried calling him and it turns out she had his wrong number. And when she finally got the right number from information, there was no answer. So she decided to just come down here and make sure he was okay. Chandler replies that he's okay. She tells him that maybe later they can get together, and he tells her it sounds good. He'll call her and she can call him, whatever. She agrees and leaves. Everyone is excited for him, but he's not. Rachel questions him. You don't know?
Yeah, that shit bothered me.
He replies that she seems very nice and everything, but that whole thing about her coming all the way down there to see if he was okay, how needy is that?
What a fucking dickhead, dude.
They are all upset with him and hit him. Yeah, I mean, this whole time...
He's been tripping, staying by the fucking phone, and then, like, she's like, damn, like, you know, like...
She came down because she has been trying to call him, but yeah, she was dialing the wrong number. So yeah, now he doesn't want anything to do with her.
Makes me wonder how, like, was it, how after day one does she call him or day two?
Well, this is the second day. So this is the second day, but they only went out once.
But like, if she didn't have the right number, did she call immediately or?
Oh, the whole time? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question. Because especially like, okay, so he, the whole time he wanted to call her, but he didn't want to seem needy. So she probably was calling. So like, she was probably like, man, if I go down there, like, I don't want to go down there. But like, she probably actually liked him too. He actually liked her. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to call because he didn't want to come off that way. So right. I don't know. This is the first episode that Chandler got me, man.
And then another thing, he called her and left
a voicemail.
A voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
When you listen to your voicemail, doesn't it give you the number? No, I mean, you're... I don't know how. I don't remember. Because I don't remember how.
You would have to leave your phone number.
Back in the day, it would be like, "You reached Martin. Please call him back after the beep. That's it."
But then when you go back and listen to your messages,
they would have to leave because you don't have a call. If you got 4 missed calls after that and they left you voicemails, it's not gonna have it saved. So you were, because even now, which is weird as fuck, that they'll be like, okay, they left you a voicemail, right? Like, oh, we'll call, get back to me at 773, whatever the fuck. Mm. Right? They, I have caller ID. Number, yeah. But like now, if it's like a place of business, that's something different, mm-hmm, right? But like, if I'm gonna leave you a voicemail, I'm not gonna be like, hey, Daisy, it's me, I could come over at 4 o'clock. When you get time, just call me back at, you know, give you my phone number. You have, you know, like, mm-hmm, it's different now. Even if you don't have my number saved, I got a brand new phone.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I you would have to leave your phone number.
I guess.
I don't know. I wasn't even like
that. I don't know. But either way...
He had the right... No.
He had the right number because he even reached... Remember when he did that little dance?
But she was on the other line. So she wouldn't have saved his number.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, there it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go out with her anymore.
Boo. She was better off just staying home. Letting him fucking trip out.
Honestly. All right. So let's do the trivia questions first before we do anything else. I only have 5 because questions? We're doing things differently.
Ooh, new year, new us.
Yes. Yes. Question number 1. During the cold open, after complaining about the person peeping on them with the telescope, Phoebe sees ugly naked guy with what new item?
Gravity moon boots. Gravity boots?
Oh, I said moon boots.
Just imagine that, naked, fat, and jumping on gravity boots.
2. During Rachel's time with Barry, he took her to what restaurant where she got the chicken that had the
Russian
butter?
Parlor.
Russian tea house.
Oh. Meh.
No, it's Russian tea room.
What'd you say?
Tea house.
So Junior, you got 1
and Martin, a half.
Martin, you got 0.
I got Russian right.
I got 2 right. Russian tea.
How did you get 2?
You said that's 1. Russian,
I mean, like, because you said you got Russian right and I got Russian tea right. No,
then you said moon boots, so you're gonna get a half a credit because you said boots. Moon,
no, you got it wrong. Space. That's not what they said. Okay, 3. What is the name of the girl Chandler is afraid to call?
Danielle.
4. What is the name of the kid who walks in on Barry Robbie. And Rachel as they are kissing goodbye in his office?
Robbie something.
Huh?
Robbie. Wasn't it? No? What the fuck am I calling Robbie then?
Why? I don't know.
And Robbie, like, Robbie Hart.
I said it earlier,
and
too.
You said it earlier, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that is his name, but that's not his name.
What the fuck is his name? I don't know. I thought the whole time his name was Robbie.
Robbie Hart. Robbie Hart. I was going to say Billy.
Oh, gosh, you're even worse. Oh. His name is Bobby Rush. You Damn. Should know that.
Bro, you make it seem like I'm way off.
It is.
I mean.
How? But you could call me Bobby, and my name is Roberto? So I fucking flip him, and oh, now I'm really fucking wrong. This is bullshit.
I guess he has a point.
Fuck
there.
This game. This fucked up family feud.
You can't change his character name. That's his character name.
But
Bobby Rush.
But his real name is Robert.
Okay, fine. What is the name of the peeping Tom who turns out to be a woman?
Sydney. Sydney Fife.
Yep. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4. No. 1, 2.
Well, 3.
3. 3. 3.
If you want to be technical.
Yes. And Martin, you got 0.
We never kept score. I don't know why you're doing it now, but okay.
You're cheating this time.
It's a new year.
Yes. At the end, whoever gets the most points wins.
So now, because we only have 5 questions, now we're going to do something different.
Musical chairs.
For the rest. So this is finish the line.
Ooh. Oh. Damn.
So you guys, you know, you guys are always quoting stuff. So let's see if you know it. Okay.
Damn, but this episode,
you should have prepared me. Give us a movie.
This. I don't want to prepare you. Then you're going to memorize the whole script.
There's nothing wrong with that. Liz will be like, how the fuck do you guys remember shit?
Okay. 1. This, and then I'll tell you who it is, too. So that might help.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Chandler. I feel violated.
But not in a good way.
And not in a good way.
Wrong.
Oh God! Sorry, I used a wrong conjunction word. I'm so sorry.
Okay, 2, and this is Phoebe. Oh God, just do it. Call her. Stop.
Damn it.
3.
Snubbing.
2.
No.
1.
I don't know.
We were talking about this with San Francisco. Remember?
Oh, stop being testosterone-y.
Oh.
Stop being so testosterone-y.
This is bullshit. You get him the easy ones.
Okay, 3. This is Bobby, not Robbie.
Bobby.
Bobby. I'm 12.
I'm not deaf? I'm not stupid?
Yeah.
I'm not stupid, yeah.
I'm not stupid. I'm 12. I'm not stupid. We said this so many times.
Wait, is this just from this episode?
Just from this episode. What
the fuck? I don't even know Bobby was Robbie. Or Robbie. I thought Bobby was Robbie. Yeah. I didn't even pay attention.
Okay. 4. And now you know I'm like the other woman. I feel so...
naughty?
Yes. Mm. 5. This is Rachel. What are you talking about? Mindy, the guy is the devil. He's
Satan.
In a silhouette? In a scrub? In
Wait, something. What? He's Satan, no?
Yeah, he's Satan in a cloak.
Oh, and the...
Smock.
Smock. Hey, like, that should be half point because I helped you.
Oh, God. You got an assist. I made the dunk.
All right, well, and then, so this episode was heavily focused on Rachel.
Yeah.
And Barry. I mean, obviously, it is about them.
And Chandler.
Well, yeah, well, I was going to say that. And Chandler.
Which is, I like that. You know,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks, like, just seeing Ross.
Yeah, and honestly, like, Ross wasn't too involved in this one.
Getting on my nerves, though. Like,
he does get annoying at some point.
Just come up and just say what you got to say.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's not like they have a thing right now.
No, I know.
He so like, why are you getting so like, fucking mad, bro? Like, I get it, but don't like, act out like a little bitch like that.
Huh? He's like, how could you do that?
Yeah, dude, like, it's just like, bro, like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, either tell her or just shut the fuck. Like, already, you know, like he does. He is a little annoying, and he does. There's just moments where it's just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't all that.
Mm-mm. It wasn't all that.
This is an episode that, you know, like I said, I don't remember this one. It's just in the back burner where it's just like not in the important files in my cabinet up here, you know? Like, it's just, but I mean, if they were to lose that episode, like, it's not like we're missing anything. Mm-hmm. Or any punchlines that like stood out or that you'll forever remember.
Yeah.
This one's just like, nah, whatever. They filled in the gap.
Yeah.
But like we said, when I was searching, like, dude, we're almost done with season one finally.
Yes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. Four more episodes.
I'm looking forward to, like, I skipped, like, just for shits, like, you know, just to have something playing. I went to season three. So like, I don't remember, like, if I do watch season two, like, obviously I will remember and like, you know, oh yeah, that's where this is from. But like, so I am looking forward to like what how they finish this first season and how they, you know, how the second season becomes. Mm-hmm. But four more episodes to go.
We'll find out.
We're gonna find out.
I'm excited. Didn't think we were gonna get here, but we're almost done with season one. And so this episode was rated 7.7.
Too high.
I mean, there's really no other. There's nothing really lower than that.
That's crazy. Because I think it wasn't
Well, there's a 7.1 somewhere. Oh no, actually there's a 6.9. But that's in season four.
Oh wow.
But yeah, I mean, for this first season, sevens are the lowest, and so far I kinda have agreed with I think, yeah, maybe a little bit lower they should have been, but compared to like the ones that are really good, that I think were really good, this being a 7.7, I agree.
I don't. Mm. I not that it was terrible.
No, it was. No, it was funny. There was a lot of funny.
Yeah.
Lines.
Chambly.
There's been funnier lines. No, yeah. For sure. I think it was good.
Personally, like, it wasn't a bad episode. It did have its funny moments. I probably would have just rated it like
a 5.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like a high 5 if we're gonna do points. Well, point
whoever,
whatever.
Whoever came up with this graph or whatever, not graph, whatever point thing that they did, must really love Friends though. Mm-hmm. Whoever did this, because they, like I said, all of there's like no 5s.
Yeah.
There's only like 1 6.9. And that's the lowest. And it's just like, okay, yeah, everybody loves Friends, but you can't love every episode. You know, you can't like every episode. There should be some
low numbers.
But if we're gonna go according to theirs, I'm gonna pretend like a 6 is a 1, a 7 is a 2. 8 is a 3, and above that is
excellental.
Yeah. Yes. So, all right. Well, this concludes episode 20 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 21, called The One with the Fake Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
See you next time. Bye, finally out of hibernation, dude. I'm excited to hear more.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. Yeah.
I want to get this season one wrapped up.
Yeah. All right.